భద్రం కర్ణే విష్ణుయామదేవా భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రా స్థిరైరంగైస్తువాగుంసస్తనూభ విషేమదేవహితం యదాయు స్వస్తి నగింద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవా స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదా స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమి స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 2 మంత్ర 1. లెట్ అస్ రీడ్. అథహైనం భార్గవో వైదర్భి పప్రచ్చ భగవన్ కత్యేవ దేవా ప్రజాం విధారయంతే కతరయే తత్ ప్రకాశయంతే ఖ పునరేషాం వరిష్ట ఇతి. సో అథ, అథ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది ప్రీవియస్ స్టూడెంట్, ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ కాత్యాయన ఇన్ దట్ ఆర్డర్ విచ్ వాస్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక. Kathyayana was the last in the list, but he was the one to ask the first question. So after he asked the question and the answers were given, after he withdrew, during that time all others were silent. Now the second student, Bhargavaha, Bhrguvamsham, the one who is coming from the Bhrguvamsha. So Bhargavaha is another name for him. His name is Vaidarbhi. So based on the land from which he is coming, Vidarbha Desha. So he is the second one. So he now asked the question, paprachya. He asked actually a group of questions, not just one question. So he says, Bhagavan katyeva devaha prajam vidharayante. O Lord, he is addressing the Guru as Lord. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, how many factors, here devaha means factors. Factors are, we can call it divine principles. ప్రజాం విధారయంతే, దే సస్టైన్, హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డివైన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ సస్టైన్ ఏ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, కీప్ అ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ యాక్టివ్. దట్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ కథర ఏతత్ ప్రకాశయంతే, అండ్ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ టాక్ అబౌట్ దేర్ ఓన్ గ్లోరీ విచ్ ఇస్ న్యాచురల్. ఐ డూ దిస్, ఐ డూ దాట్, వీ ఆల్వేస్ సే దాట్. సో కథరే, హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఏతత్ ప్రకాశనం, ప్రొక్లైమింగ్ one's own glory, how many of them are doing? For example, if you take Valmiki Ramayana, in the, you know, when the discussion came among the various monkeys and the, you know, all the, how to go to Sri Lanka, who can cross the ocean and find Sita. So all the monkeys said, I can do this, I can do that, I can jump up to this height, all that. And one of them said, I can jump all the way across, but I cannot come back. That is also no use. So the only one who is really glorious and who can do the job was Anjaneya. But he was keeping quiet. He was not speaking at all. So only the empty vessels, you know, they make all kinds of noise. Therefore, he asked the question, who all glorify themselves? That was the question of, second question of Kathyayana. And the third question was, Yesham kaha varishtaha? Among all those divine factors, divine principles, which is the greatest? Varishtaha. Varishtaha, the greatest, superlative degree. So these are the three questions. Now we know the answer, because having gone through the entire discussion of prana, rayi, which was all the pairs that were introduced earlier. So prana is going to be the hero of this chapter. So we know the answer already. Now let us read. సెకండ్ మంత్ర, మంత్ర 2. తస్మై సహోవాచ ఆకాశో హవాయేష దేవః వాయురగ్నిరాప పృథివీ వాంగ్ మనశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం చ త్రే ప్రకాశయాభివదంతి వయమేతత్ బాణం అవష్టభ్య విదారయామ. తస్మై సహ ఉవాచ. తస్మై మీన్స్ టు దాట్ డిసైపుల్ కాత్యాయన భార్గవః వైదర్భి. సహ రెఫర్స్ టు పిప్పలాద ఋషయ, ద టీచర్, గురు. ఉవాచ, హి ఆన్సర్డ్. ఫస్ట్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద పంచభూతాని ఇన్ ది ఇండివిజువల్, బికాస్ దే కాంట్రిబ్యూట్ టు ది ఇండివిజువల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్. దే ఆర్ పంచస్థూలభూతాని, ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ, బికాస్ అవర్ బాడీ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ all the five elements. Akasha, space, the body occupies. And also there is Akasha within the body also. Then Vayu, Vayu is there, the breathing principle. And Agni, the body temperature principle. Jalam, more than 60% of the body is only water. Prithivi is the solid body. Therefore, the Pancha Bhutani, they contribute. And the Upanishad says, all of them declare their glory. All the Pancha Bhutas. So now if you look at this sloka, Akasho Hava Yesha Devaha. It is the sustaining divine principle. Number one is Akasha. Then Vayuhu, Agnihi, Apaha, Prithivi. Air, fire, water and earth. So including Akasha, these five elements. And not only these, Vak, Manaha, Chakshuhu, Shrotrancha. Vak represents the Karmendriya, the organ of action. And Manaha, mind is intellect. Mind, intellect, both. Manaha. Chakshuhu, Shrotram. The eyes and the ears. They represents the five Jnanendriya, sense organs. So five organs of action, five Jnanendriyas, mind, intellect. So they all contribute to the individual. All of them, they proclaim their glory. And here the Upanishad is making an imagination. It's an imagination. It is not literally true. Like for example, if you look at a Disney cartoon, where all the animals, snakes, all of them, birds, they all talk. So similarly, in the Upanishad also, the non-talking species also, they are presented as talking. Therefore, the Pancha Bhutani in the body, they talk here. Then Vang, Manaha, Chakshuho, each one of them also is talking aloud. Without me, the individual cannot survive. Each one claims the glory. Without me, the individual cannot survive. I only support the individual. And actually, in Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the story goes further. Each organ will walk out for 1 year. I will get out of this body for 1 year. Without me, let me see how you run this show. At home, you know, sometimes it happens. Some people, they get angry or whatever it is. They say, I am going to get out. So this person goes out thinking that they will be all miserable. But what happens? They find his absence was really better. But they really don't say, you don't come. They said, we are able to manage without your being there. That kind of some nice words. Like that, the eyes go out for 1 year. And the person becomes blind. But is able to still survive. Similarly, ears go out for 1 year. Ears means the power of hearing, the indriyam. And all of them, they go out. This person still has some difficulty and handicap. That's true. But there is no threat for his life. Even the mind goes away. Then this person is mentally challenged. This person survives still. Similarly, here also, all these factors, divine factors, they think that they are the only sustaining principles. And they say, Te abhivadanti. Te panchabhudani. Jnanendriyas, karmendriyas, manas, buddhi, all of them. And in this list, what is not included is what? Prana. So all the others are included, but not prana. So prana does not talk at all, like Anjaneya, prana is keeping quiet. So te means all the non-prana components, all of them, abhivadanti, they loudly prakashayaha, they proclaim. What do they say? Vayam vidarayamaha, we alone sustain the living beings. Avashtabhya, supporting the living beings by providing our support. And what do we sustain? Yetad banam. Here we have to carefully note, banam in this context is not arrow. It refers to sthula shariram, the physical body. Bana also means arrow, but in this context it is the sthula shariram. And vidarayamaha, hold it together. When they were all making so much noise, the prana shakti thought that we should educate them because misconceptions are not good. And therefore, what did prana do? Let us read the next shloka, mantra number 3. Tan varishta prana uvacha ma moha ma padyata ahame vaitate panchadatmanam pravibhajyaitate banam avashtabhya vidarayamiti te shraddhadana babuvuhu. So varishtaha prana. pranadi varishta. So the Upanishad actually directly adds the adjective varishtaha. Really the greatest prana, varishtaha, greatest prana. And because of that reason, for that reason only, he does not talk about its glory. Because it is already varishtaha, it is greatest. So vidya vinaya sampanne, vidya dadati vinayam. So as we become more and more glorious in any field, we become humbled. Because then we realize how much we don't know. So varishta pranaha, the greatest prana shakti, which was keeping silent all this time now, uvacha, it addressed the others, it said. Not for self-glorification, but for the purpose of educating them, because pride goes before a fall. Before anybody falls, all kinds of arrogance, pride, all those things come up. So therefore, it is not good for them, for the all other factors. Therefore, prana now spoke. So it's all imagination, not a story. Ma moham apadyata. May you not deluded. Ma means may you not. May you not get deluded. Moham. May you not ma moham. With regard to the most powerful principle. Who is most powerful among them? With regard to that principle, may you not get deluded. Why? Because they are not the primary principle at all. You are all not. No doubt they are all important. But they are only supporting roles. They become meaningful only if there is prana shakti. Therefore, you are all great, but I am the greatest. This is what prana says. Therefore, aham eva, I alone, etat banam avashtabhya, sustaining, banam means this body. I alone sustain this body. Vidharayami, I hold it together. I keep it alive. How? Even though prana shakti is one, I divide myself into fivefold shaktis. Like for example, if you have a maintenance team to maintain some building or whatever, they have got so many guys, the plumbers, the electricians, the carpenters, all those guys. They all form a team and each one is attending to a particular job. So, panchada pravibhajya. So, dividing myself into fivefold, panchada, fivefold powers, faculties. Actually, the details are going to be given in the next chapter. This is also prana topic only. So, the fivefold pranas, we already know them. Let me just only enumerate them here. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, and samana. Prana, that represents the respiratory system. Apana, the excretory system. Vyana, the circulatory system. Samana, the digestive system. And udana, the reversing system. These are all various physiological functions happening within the body because of prana shakti. And this reversing power, udana, that functions during two occasions. Whenever there is a danger to the system, some foreign body enters into the system, then it has to reverse and throw out that foreign body. For example, in immunity, whenever there is a foreign body entering the system, then the normal process gets reversed. For example, one eats the food. Normally, food is supposed to go down. But when there is some danger from the food is thrown out. Similarly, some particle gets into the eyes. Then tears come and throw the particle out. So whatever is normal, that gets reversed. That is one function of udana. That is like a security system. Immunity also is security only. Then the second occasion, when the udana, the reversal function, becomes active, is when, at the time of death. We have seen this earlier, but I'm just only, you know, just refreshing. So when everything has to be reversed at the time of death, because the person has to quit, he has to now leave. So there is no point in putting them all together into the body again. So similarly, the circulation has to slow down. Memory powers, that goes down. Whatever is normal, that is, either it doesn't happen or it is reversed. And not only that, towards the end, they are all absorbed into the heart and go out of the body. Therefore, udana functions during danger and death. This is the fifth function. Okay. So, iti panchada pravibhajya aham vidharayami. I sustain. Who says? Prana says. And when prana said that, all other organs, they were not willing to accept. Therefore, they started to protest. Who, prana, you are? I am great, all that kind of thing. Then what did prana do? it decided to take leave automatically. Okay, I will leave, let us see what happens. So, mantra 4. Sobhimanat urdvam utkramata ivam tasmin utkramati athetare sarva evam utkramante tasmigascha pratishtamane sarva eva pratishtante tadyamakshikah madukara rajanam utkramantam sarva evotkramante tasmigascha pratishtamane sarva eva pratishtanta evam vangmanuschakshushrotrancha te prita pranam stuvanti. So when prana was not respected, it decided to quit the body because others were not willing to accept. And before quitting, it just started withdrawing each shakti from its respective places. In the next chapter, we will see prana, apana, vyana, udana, all of them, each has a particular location in the body. The digestive system, for example, must be located not in the head, it should be in the stomach. In head, the thinking power should be located. So each system has got a location. At the time of death, it withdraws all of them from their respective locations. So the location is called Golakam. From that place, the prana decided to withdraw. And even as prana was withdrawing, all the other sense organs, they found that that power also is gradually becoming weaker and weaker. Therefore, the eyes, ears, all of them, they could not function. They started to feel their powers withdrawn. So, swabhimanaha, because of self-respect, swabhimana, because of self-respect, urdvam utkramate iva pranaha, went upwards, prana went upwards, that is, it left the body as though, iva, did not actually leave, but it was about to leave. That is why utkramate iva, iva indicates as though. Then what happened? Tasmin utkramati sati, when the prana was packing off to leave, the other organs were not able to function. They also were going towards prana only. That happens at the time of death. Each organ is withdrawn along with prana shakti and they go to the heart. From the heart alone, these are all according to scriptures, from the heart alone, prana decides to which loka it should go. The prana, where it should go, which loka, abhur loka, abhur loka, all that. So heart is like the airport, like the hub. Coming to Hridayam, it decides to go take flight number 1 towards Bhuloka again. Or it will take flight number 2 to go to Bhuvarloka or Suvarloka or down Atala, Vitala, Sutala, all those Patala Lokas. So wherever the body has to, the jiva has to go, that device. Therefore, Atha, Itare, Sarve, Eva. All of them were also leaving the body along with prana. And then prana thought, by now, they would have understood who is great. So having taught them the lesson, prana decided to come back. And that is what is said here. Tasmin cha pratishtamane. When prana came back, what did the other organs find? They found they are now able to stay and function. So sarve eva, all the other organs, sarve eva pratishtante. And a beautiful example is given here by the Upanishads. That of a group of honeybees, the queen bee, they will always follow the queen bee only. And therefore, those people who keep honeybees, you know, beehives and all, they keep the queen bee in a small pouch. And when they want to change the location of the hive, they just take the queen bee alone. All others just to follow, like, you know, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, or there's a story. So prana is like the queen bee. All other organs are like ordinary bees. Tadyatha, makshikaha. Makshikaha means the bees, not flies. These are not flies, they are bees. So, madukara rajanam utkramantam. When the raja, the king or queen of bees, let us say, the head, utkramantam, when that king or queen leaves, sarva eva utkramante. All of them leave that place. And again from there, if he brings back again to the same place, the others also will follow suit. So, tasmin cha pratishtamane sarva eva pratishtanta. Or pratishtante, pratishtante eva. We can put it that way, in the same way. Vang manas chakshu shrotram cha. All organs, they come back. And what did they do? They all did namaskara to prana. All are imagination, story. They all did namaskara and started praising the glory of prana. Again, started to glorify prana. Te preetaha pranam stunvanti. So pleased that prana is with us, they did prana stuti, which is called Hiranyagarbha stuti. That is where we are. So prana is here Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara stuti. It's a beautiful prayer. We can make it as a daily prayer also. Before that, we will see actually some points collected from actually Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Since all the Indriya Shaktis are nothing but Prana Shakti alone, they are all donated Prana Shakti only, they decide that all sense organs will have a secondary name. That is called Gauna Pranaha. Actually, I introduced this name earlier. So the sense organs, karmendriyas, they are all called Gauna Pranaha. They are sense organs, but their powers are all borrowed powers from Prana Shakti. That is number one. And one more point, the same is extended at the macro level also. This is at the individual level. At the macro level, that is a samashti prana called Hiranyagarbha. So it is called the Sutratma or Ishvara. So that is at the ultimate level, samashti level. And every sense organs at the samashti level is known by an adhishtana devata. Sense organs is called adhyatmam. And corresponding total is called adhidaivam. So adhidaivam, there is a devata blessing a particular organ. So if you remember Tattva Bodha, that's why I keep on telling all the time, please just go and refresh Tattva Bodha lectures. Srotrasya dik devata chakshusha suryaha rasanaya varunaha granasya ashvinao tvachaha vayuhu. So it says, Shrotrasya dig devata. For the ears, the hearing faculty, dig, the directional deity, that's a direct deity. Chakshushaha suryaha. For the eyes, surya is the presiding deity. Rasanaya varunaha. For taste, varuna is the presiding deity. Granasya ashvinao. For the nostrils, the nose, granasya. And tvachaha, for the skin, vayu. He is the presiding deity. So for each organ, there is a devata. And as many organs are there, so many devatas also will be there. So those devatas also have got powers. Just as each sense organ has got a power. Now, from this story, what do we understand? The power of the sense organs are not original power, but they are borrowed from prana shakti only. Extending the same principle, all the devatas also don't have a power of their own. Whether it is Surya Devata, Chandra Devata, Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, even though they all have powers, those powers are not their own powers. And those powers are only borrowed powers. Borrowed from where? The corresponding total Prana Shakti, therefore which is called Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha alone, the total Prana Shakti alone, lends power to all of them. And when we say organs, we should say prana. But when we say devatas, we should use the word Hiranyagarbha. So there is only one Hiranyagarbha who lends power to all devatas. So all natural forces are represented by devatas. And all powers belong to Hiranyagarbha. Thus, we get the description of Hiranyagarbha as the universal power, the omnipotent power. That is going to be the glorification. That is called Vishwarupa Ishvara Stutihi. Or Hiranyagarbha Stutihi. And the rest of the second chapter, from the 5th shloka to the 13th shloka, it is all going to be the Vishwarupa Ishvara Stuti only. It's a beautiful prayer, which can regularly be also done for Parayana. Let us read mantra number 5. Yesho Agnistapati Yesha Suryaha ಏಷ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯೋ ಮಘವಾನ್ ಏಷ ವಾಯುಃ ಏಷ ಪೃಥಿವೀರಯಿರ್ದೇವಃ ಸದಸಚ್ಚಾಮೃತಂಚಯತ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ಕೋಟ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಸೊ ಏಷಃ ಏಷಃ ದೇವಃ, ಏಷ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇವ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ದೇವತಾ, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಈಶ್ವರ, ದಿ ವಿರಾಟ್ ರೂಪ ಈಶ್ವರ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್? ಏಷಃ ಅಗ್ನಿಹಿ, ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ, ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಬೈ ಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫ್ಲೇಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಂಪ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದ ಡೇ ಬೈ ಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಂಪ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಡೇ ಬೈ ಕಿಂಡ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್, ಅಗ್ನಿಹೋತ್ರೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ತತ್ವಂ ಆಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಟು ಬರ್ನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಗ್ನೀಸ್ ಪವರ್. ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಅಲೋನ್ ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪವರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ಕೇನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಸಾ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೆಫರ್ ಟು ದ ಕೇನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ವಿನ್ ಎ ವಿಕ್ಟ್ರಿ ಓವರ್ ದಿ ಅಸುರಾಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೇನೋಪನಿಷತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರೌಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ದಮ್ ಅ ಲೆಸನ್. ಲೆಸನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡೂ? ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಯಕ್ಷ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ಡ್ ಅ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಓಪನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ಮನ್. ಲಡಸೆ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡ್ರೈ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಅಗ್ನಿ ಟ್ರೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈಡ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಪೆವಿಲಿಯನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಾಯು ಕಮ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಲಿಫ್ಟ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಈಶ್ವರ ಆರ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಏಷಃ ಅಗ್ನಿಹಿ, ಸೊ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಆರ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತಪತಿ ಇಟ್ ಬರ್ನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಏಷಃ ಸೂರ್ಯಃ, ದರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ, ವಿ ಡೂ ಸೂರ್ಯ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ತತ್ವ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಏಷ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯಃ ಮಘವಾನ್ ಏಷಃ ವಾಯುಃ, ರೈನ್ ಬ್ಯಾರಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲೌಡ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಅಲೋನ್. ಏಷಃ ಮಘವನ್, ಮಘವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಪವರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶಕ್ತಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೋಟಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಇಂದ್ರಾಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇಂದ್ರ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರೌಡ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರೌಡ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಗರ್ವಭಂಗ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಇಂದ್ರ, ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಸ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್, ಹೀ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್. ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಫೌಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಯೂಶ್ವಲ್. ದೆನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಸ್ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಸೇಮ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಆಲ್ ಬಾರೋಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಏಷ ಪೃಥಿವಿ ರಯಿ ದೇವಃ, ಪೃಥಿವಿ, ಪೃಥಿವಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಭೂಮಿ ದೇವತಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಯಿ ಈಸ್ ಚಂದ್ರ ದೇವತಾ. ದಿಸ್ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀನ್, ಯು ನೋ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ಪೇರ್, ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಯಿ, ರಯಿ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಚಂದ್ರ ದೇವತಾ. ಸೊ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಮಿಥುನ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ವಿ ಸಾ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಯಿ, ರಯಿ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಚಂದ್ರ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸತ್ ಸಚ್ಚ ಅಮೃತಂ ಚಯತೆ, ಸತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸತ್ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಮೂರ್ತ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ, ದ ಟ್ಯಾಂಜಿಬಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್, ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಫರ್ಬಿಷಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ದ ಮೂರ್ತ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಟ್ಯಾಂಜಿಬಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಸತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಜಿಬಲ್, ದಿ ಇನ್ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ. ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಯು ಅಲೋನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಮೃತಂಚ ಯತ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅಮೃತಂ ವಿಚ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಇಮ್ಮಾರ್ಟ್ಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಟು ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 6. ಅರ ಇವ ರತನಾಭೌ ಪ್ರಾಣೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ, ರುಚೋ ಯಜೋಗುಂಷಿ ಸಾಮಾನಿ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚ. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಲೋನ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ರೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಮೈಕ್ರೋ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎ ವೀಲ್. A wheel is able to move because of the rim at the periphery. But the rim is itself supported by what? There are several spokes. These are cross rods, they are all there. They support the rim. Therefore, it is able to move. So, therefore, the spokes may claim the glory to themselves. But what is the truth? Spokes themselves are supported by a central hub. Actually, if you all, you might remember seeing the wheel of the bullock carts and all back home. I used to grow up in a place where there used to be a workshop where they used to put the iron rim around the perimeter of this wheel. And all these spokes and the central hub, how they are all assembled as kids. We used to put, you know, there used to be a carpenter next doors. So we used to have two of these hubs and put a plank on that and sit and, you know, play and all that thing. So the truth is what? The spokes themselves are supported by a central hub. Similarly, we are doing a lot of things from morning till night using the eyes, using the ears, using legs, hand, lot of activity. And how many four spokes are there? Every organ is like a spoke. Because of that, the wheel of life is moving on. But all of them are supported by what? We have to be alive. If Pranashakti is not there, nothing can go on. And therefore, Sarvam Prane Pratishtitam. At the macro level and at the micro level. Everything is based on Pranashakti. Prana here refers to Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara. And what is the example? Araha iva ratanam, that's called ratanabhav, ratanabhihi means the hub of the wheel, the central hub of the wheel, central part. Araha means the spokes which come from the hub. Sarvam pratishtitam, not only the whole creation has, the very Veda itself come out of the Hiranyagarbha alone. The four heads of Brahma, they represent the four Vedas. Therefore, Rucha, Yajugumshi, Samani. And Atharvanaha, we have to add. We have to include Atharvaveda also. Even though Upanishad explicitly did not say that. It said only Rigveda, Rucha, Yajugumshi, Samani. Rigveda, Samaveda only it said. We have to add Atharvaveda also. Why? Because this Upanishad, we are now studying Prashna Upanishad, that belongs to Atharvaveda. Therefore, all the four Vedas. But that is not enumerated. There is a purpose also. Because in rituals, Atharvaveda is not directly employed. So Atharvaveda is not mentioned. Even though Atharvaveda does not directly, Atharvavedi does not directly participate in the ritual, he has got but a very important role. For example, if you take any yajna, all the four Vedic priests have got different roles to play. The Rigveda priest is called Hotar. He will be singing the Rig Veda, the Rigs. Rig means all these two-lined verses, hymns in glory of the Lord, Devatas. That is Rig Veda priest, Hotar. And there is this Advaryu. Advaryu is the priest, the Yajurveda priest, who really performs the ritual, Advaryu. And there is this Udghata. He is the Samaveda priest who recites. Udghata means he recites in a loud voice. The Samavedic hymns in the Saman, in the Sama tunes, this is the Udghata. And then there is the Atharvaveda priest called Brahma. And that Brahma, his responsibility is like the supervisor. He is given the title Brahma actually in the actual ritual, like the Hota, the Advaryu and Udghata, he is called Brahma. So he should not only know Atharvaveda. Every Atharvavedi has to be a Chaturvedi also those days. He supervises the function of all other Vedis also. That is aside note. And what he does, if there is any mistake or anything done during the ritual, he will keep quiet at the time of the ritual. He will allow that to complete. And at the end, he will suggest an antidote, a prayaschitta. And he is the person who is the supervisor who makes sure that the entire performance is done flawlessly. Then yajnaha. Yajnaha refers to all the Vedic rituals prescribed by the Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda. And the four varnas of the society also. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, all of them. Kshatram. Kshatram refers to Kshatriya. And Brahma refers to the Brahmanas. They play an important role in yajñas. The Brahmana, he performs the yajña. The Kshatriya, what he does? He provides the infrastructure and support. And the Vaisya, he provides money and resources. The Shudra, he collects the materials for the yajña. So what is the essence now? All of them are nothing but Hiranyagarbha only. Minus Hiranyagarbha, they all cannot function. Mantra number 7. Prajapatischarasi garbhe tvameva pratijayase tubhyam prana prajas prajastvima balim karanti yapranaihi pratitishtasi. So the Hiranyagarbha, the Samashti Prana Shakti, you alone are the creative power in the mother's womb, because of which another prani is generated. I told in the beginning itself, we are all only pranis. Pranis are not just animals. Anybody who has a prana, who functions because of prana, is a prani. The next generation of prani, they come because of the parents in each species. That means just as the Lord has got a creative power, He has given the same power of generation to all species also. So that He need not create everyone indirectly. So He taught the Brahmaji and also gave the power of creative power to all the other things in Srishti. And they will take care of reproducing what? Only their species. For example, human beings have to take care of human reproduction. Animals will take care of animal reproduction, plants and all that thing. So that creative power in every living being, because of which there is sustenance of life, is also Hiranyagarbha, you alone, Prana Shakti. So Prajapatihi Rupena, in the form of progenitor of power, Garbhe Charanti, you are present in the womb of the mother. Garbha means womb of the mother. In the generative power of every parents. And not only that, you alone are born in the form of children of the next generation. Tvam eva pratijayate. Pratijayate. You alone are born resembling the parents. That is why human child will be what? It won't be a monkey brand. Human child will be a human child only. Similarly, prati rupena jayate. That's why Veda says, Atma vai putra namasi. The same person, he becomes his own child. That is the same kind of arguments here. Taking the form of the parental species, you alone are. And why do we say so? Because the child also is alive because of what principle? Again, prana. And therefore, in the child also, you are there in the form of prana shakti. Thus, in the parents as well as in the child you are, that is why Hiranyagarbha's another title is Sutra Atma. There is another title for Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha Ishvara is also called Sutra Atma. Sutra means what? Sutram is a thread. So, a mala of beads, for example, if you take a garland of beads or flowers, whatever, it is held together because of the thread going through every bead. Or every flower. But the thread is not visible. We see only what? The flowers or the beads. Similarly, all our bodies are like flowers or beads. But remembering, we are all functioning as beautiful garlands, functioning in harmony, decorating the earth, because of an invisible thread going through all of us. And that thread is called Prana Shakti. The moment that prana goes away, the bead falls out of the thread. The body cannot survive as a body. One has to be cremated within a few hours even. Otherwise, to preserve that body, one has to do a lot of things like embalming and all that. So many procedures, chemicals. While living itself, we don't do any embalming once we are alive. Once the prana shakti is gone, then the body will degenerate, it will disintegrate, it will smell foul. Bharya bibhyati tasmin kaye. Shankaracharya writes it in Bhajagovindam, that the wife is even afraid to go near that body. Why? Prana makes a husband. Prana makes a wife a wife. Prana makes a father a father. Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad, ఇట్ సేస్ వెరీ నైస్లీ, ప్రాణో హి పిత, ప్రాణో మాత, ప్రాణో భ్రాత, ప్రాణాశ్వశ, ప్రాణ ఆచార్య, ప్రాణబ్రహ్మణ. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ప్రాణ ఓన్లీ, వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫాదర్, మదర్, సన్, బ్రదర్, ఎనీబడి, ఎవ్రీబడి ఈస్ ప్రాణ ఓన్లీ. సో వన్స్ ద ప్రాణ ఈస్ రిలీజ్డ్, ద ప్రోనౌన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ చేంజింగ్. టిల్ దెన్ వీ వర్ సేయింగ్ హీ, షీ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. నౌ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఇట్. టేక్ ద బాడీ అవే, నో మోర్ టేక్ దట్ పర్సన్, టేక్ దట్ బాడీ అవే. సో ఇట్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అన్ ఇట్. సో చాంద్యోగ ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ సేస్ మ్యాన్, ఉమెన్, ఫాదర్, మదర్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, దే ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ ప్రాణ అన్వయ వ్యతిరేకేణ. సో తమేవ ప్రతి జాయతే. అండ్ బికాస్ పీపుల్ నో ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణిక్ ఎనర్జీ, ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఆఫర్స్ నైవేద్యం టు ద ప్రాణశక్తి, ఫుడ్. దర్ఫోర్ ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్, ఓ ప్రాణశక్తి, ఇమాహ ప్రజాహ తుభ్యం బలిం హరంతి. బలిం, బలిం మీన్స్ నైవేద్యం ఆర్ ఫుడ్ ఆఫరింగ్. సో అండ్ ప్రాణై ప్రతిష్టసి, ప్రాణై ప్రతిష్టసి, విచ్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ సరౌండెడ్ బై సపోర్టింగ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. ప్రతిష్టసి, హెన్స్ ది వర్డ్ ప్రాణై, హియర్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. వీ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాణ, సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ హియర్ ప్రాణ, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ బ్యాక్డ్ బై ది ప్రాణశక్తి. వీ సెడ్ గౌణ ప్రాణ, ఇఫ్ యు రిమెంబర్. సో ప్రాణై హియర్ మీన్స్ గౌణ ప్రాణ ఇంద్రియై. దే ఆర్, యు ఆర్ సరౌండెడ్ బై ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. ప్రాణశక్తి సరౌండెడ్ బై ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అసిస్టెంట్స్ ఫార్ ప్రాణశక్తి. సో వెన్ ప్రాణ ఈస్ హంగ్రీ, ఇట్ విల్ కమాండ్ ద లెగ్స్, గో టు ద డైనింగ్ రూమ్ ఆర్ గో టు ద కిచెన్, అండ్ ఇట్ విల్ ఆర్డర్ ది హ్యాండ్, పికప్ ద ఫుడ్ అండ్ గివ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు ద మౌత్ అండ్ టెల్ ద మౌత్ చూ ఇట్ అండ్ హే టంగ్ మే యూ ప్రొడ్యూస్ సలైవా మిక్స్. ఆల్ ఆర్ మెంట్ టు సర్వ్ ప్రాణ ఓన్లీ, అండ్ ఇన్ రిటర్న్ ప్రాణ గివ్స్ ఎనర్జీ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. సో యహ, యహ మీన్స్ హియర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఆర్ ప్రాణ, గ్రౌణ ప్రాణై ప్రతిష్టసి. సో బై టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఈవెన్ అవర్ ఆర్డినరీ ముండేన్ డైలీ యాక్టివిటీస్, వాట్ వేద, బై టాకింగ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వీ హ్యావ్. సో వాట్ వేద ఈస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు డూ ఈస్ వీ డూ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ మెకానికలీ. వీ నెవర్ ఈట్ ద ఫుడ్ యాజ్ అ సేక్రెడ్ జాబ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ యాంగిల్. వీ కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ డూయింగ్ సమ్ వర్క్. ఈటింగ్ ఈస్ ద లీస్ట్ రెస్పెక్టెడ్ జాబ్ ఆర్ మేబీ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఫార్ సమ్ కంపెనీ ఆర్ సంథింగ్. ద ఉపనిషత్ వాంట్స్ టు సే దట్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎ వెరీ సేక్రెడ్ జాబ్, బికాస్ వీఆర్ హానరింగ్ ద ప్రాణశక్తి వితౌట్ విచ్ ఆల్ అదర్స్ బికమ్ మీనింగ్లెస్. ఇన్ అవర్ ట్రెడిషన్ వీఆర్ నెవర్ అలౌడ్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ఈటింగ్. నౌ ది మెడికల్ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ కమింగ్ విత్ దాట్ ఐడియా, ఓన్లీ గివ్ ఎనఫ్ టైమ్ టు ఈట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, మంచ్ ప్రాపర్లీ, డోంట్ వరీ అబౌట్ టైమ్. Mental agitations, they may create more adrenaline in you and all the digestive systems will be affected. So they say all that. From the health point, they say eating is an important point. Upanishad says eating is the most fundamental thing because prana, the Ishwara, we are offering puja at that time. So eating is like performing a puja to prana shakti or Ishwara or Hiranyagarbha or Sutratma. మంత్రా నంబర్ 8. దేవానామశివన్నితమః పితృణాం ప్రథమాస్వధా ఋషీణాం చరితం సత్యం అథర్వాంగిరసామసీ. దేవానాం అతి వన్నితమః, యు ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ సేక్రెడ్ ఫైర్ గాడ్ అమంగ్ ది సెలెస్టియల్స్ బికాస్ అగ్ని ఈజ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ద ఫ్రంట్ రన్నర్. అగ్రగామి ఇది అగ్ని, యాజ్ అ మెసెంజర్ హీ అలోన్ రిసీవ్స్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు బి హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్ టు ఎనీ దేవత. ఇఫ్ యు సే అగ్నయే స్వాహ ఆ, దెన్ హీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆఫరింగ్ యూ గివ్ హీ విల్ కీప్ ఇట్ టు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యు సే ప్రజాపతయే స్వాహ ఆ, వరుణాయ స్వాహ ఆ, హీ విల్ డెలివర్ ఇట్ వితౌట్ ఫెయిల్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ డ్యామేజ్, యాజ్ గివన్ టు ది రెస్పెక్టివ్ దేవతాస్. సో అగ్ని ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్స్. వహతి వన్ని, వన్ని మీన్స్ ద క్యారియర్. వహతి ఇది వన్ని, వహ్ వహ్ మీన్స్ ద రూట్ టు క్యారీ. సో దట్స్ అ వాహనం దట్ కేమ్. సో అండ్ తమహ, తమహ మీన్స్ వన్నితమః ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ సూపర్లేటివ్ వన్నితమః దేవానాం దేవానాం మీన్స్ అమంగ్ ద గాడ్స్ హూ ఈస్ హీ హే హిరణ్య గర్భ యు ఆర్ దాట్ అగ్ని ఆల్సో పితృణాం ప్రథమ స్వధ స్వధ మీన్స్ ది ఆఫరింగ్ గివన్ టు పితృదేవతాస్ See, the it's all clearly given in the scriptures. When you offer an offering to the devatas, you use swaha. Agne eswaha a, prajapata eswaha a, varuna eswaha a, paraladham. But when we want to give the offering to the ancestors, the pitras, then you don't say swaha, you say swadha. So that is for the pitras. So the offering given to pitra devatas. In Vedic tradition, before doing any function in any family, whether it is a marriage or upanayanam or sashtipdapurti, whatever it is. So before that, they invoke the grace of the forefathers because they alone have maintained the santati for our lineage. We are here because of them. So we do pitri yajna, not only regularly as part of the as a Brahma Yajna we are doing every day, not only regularly, but before all important family functions, which is called Nandi Shraddham. It's a special worship of our forefathers. It is also like a Shraddha Karma, but it is a special worship. We do it to our forefathers before performing any important function in the family, like marriage and all that. So it is special because it is done before any big function in the family, so that their anugraha, their blessings will be there. And if you don't do that, we are losing their anugraha. Losing their anugraha is alone called pitru dosha or pitru shapa. We have to be careful. It doesn't mean they curse us. Pitru shapa doesn't mean the pitrus are cursing us. Our parents will never curse us. But the language is frightening because we should understand it is not they curse. They are ready with their grace all the time. But the Pitri Yajna, we are tapping that grace. They are ready all the time. But we should do the Pitri Yajna to tap that grace. If you don't tap that grace, which is in our hand, then we are losing out. By omission of our duties, this is called Pratyavaya Papam. In Pitri Yajna, Pratyavaya Papam is called Pitri Shapa or Pitri Dosha. And that dosha, who gives? The Shapa, not the Pitri Devatas. I myself give me because of my own negligence. Negligence means what? I think I am a progressive person. You know, in modern language, as a person becomes more and more progressive, whatever we call it, progressive modern parlance, they consider all these are useless and superstition. Shastra says, what you think progressive materially is only a retrogressive step only spiritually. Spiritual growth requires Pancha Mahayajna. Whether our forefathers require our offering or not, that is not the question. We require the palam of these Pitri Yajnas when we offer, for example, two miserable bananas to the Lord. Do you think the Lord requests the bananas? No, He has only given the bananas to us. Remember, when we do Nevedyam, what do? We don't ask whether the Lord requires it or not. But we require. Similarly, when we do Shraddham also, they raise a question. After all they are all reborn somewhere according to your own scriptures. When they are all already reborn, why should I spend money, time, energy, offering all these to them? And whatever I offer, how are you sure that it is going to go to those respective places and feed them? So all these questions we ask. One answer is, whether they are reborn or not, they require or not, if that is not the question. We require them if you should become a refined, a Samskrita Purushaha. Samskrita Purushaha is a refined person. We become, our refinement is shown through the gratitude we show to our ancestors. Otherwise, we will be a materialistic society only. So, Prathama Swadha, the first offering, Prathama, first do Nandi Shraddha, offering to the Pitras, the ancestors. That is also Hiranyagarbha Tattva only. Then, Rishinam Charatam Satyam, Atharvangi Rasancha, Atharvangasam Asi. All obscure words here, again. Rishinam Charatam Satyam, Atharvangi Rasam Asi. So the traditional commentaries are there. actually. Therefore, we are able to get the actual meaning for this. We all should be indebted to Adi Shankaracharya and the other all the commentators. Justifying the commentary based on both Sanskrit language, Vedic teaching, logic, so many things. And they extract the meaning, they extract the actual message from these obscure mantras. Now if you will understand why I say it's obscure mantra. Here also, we get a set of words which have special meaning. Normally, when we say a rishi, what do we think? We think of a rishi maybe with a beard, maybe with the matted locks and all that thing, saffron robes. Even though that meaning is also there, Shankaracharya says here, rishi is called the rishi. Why? In English, you know, we call him a seer. Why? Because I also see. But he sees some extraordinary things which ordinary people cannot see. We are also seers. But a seer has power to see and know. The word rishi is derived from the root rish to know. Rishati, janati, iti rishihi. And Shankaracharya says, based on that derivation, every sense organ can be called a rishi. My eyes are rishis, ears are rishis. Why? Because each sense organ knows its object. And therefore, here the word rishi means what? Indriyani, the seers, the perceivers of the world. So rishinam, so the seers, the perceivers of the world, that is the sense organs. And they have got another title. Angirasam means, they also mean sense organs. What is angirasam? Rasaha means the primary factor, the essence, rasa. Sense organs are called angirasa because they are the essence of all the limbs of the body. Anganam rasaha angirasaha. Sense organs are the essential factors of the body. Why? Imagine the sense organs are not there. Body will be a wall of flesh only. Remember, it is live and functioning because of the sense organs. So, rishinam and angirasam and atharva. Atharva is the title given to the pranashakti. It's another name. Names are given to pranashakti so far. So, atharva pranaha. That is said elsewhere in Veda also. So, what do you try to communicate now? Satyam charitam. Charitam. All the functions, activities of these organs, they are all satyam. They are all valid, very meaningful, purposeful activities of all sense organs are nothing but the power of Hiranyagarbha prana. So what is the final meaning now? All activities of all living beings are expression of one power called Hiranyagarbha or prana or Ishvara or Sutratma only. Mantra number 9. Indrastvam prana tejasa rudrosi parirakshita. Tvamantarikshe charasi suryastvam jyotisham patihi. He prana. So the sense organs are addressing the prana tattvam. Sambodhana. He prana. Tvam indraha asi. You are the Hiranyagarbha alone or the in the form of Ishvara. Before the creation manifested. In unmanifested condition. Hiranyagarbha himself is called Ishvara. Just we are all known by three names for in Tattva Bodha again, we have to go back, remember all the time. We have three names. What are the three names? Vishwa, Taijasa and Pragnyaha. When we are awake, in the wakeful state, we are called Vishwa. In dream, we are called Taijasa. When both of them are resolved and we are in the unmanifest deep sleep condition, we are ourselves called Pragnyaha. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha alone, when he is active, sustaining the world. But during pralayam, when Hiranyagarbha is not active, he is also resting. The very same Hiranyagarbha is called Ishvara, his Antaryami. So that is called Indra here. Here we have to be careful. Indra refers to Parameshwara, not the Deva Raja Indra. Parameshwara, the creator. With what? Tejasa. Tejasa means, Tejas means Maya Shakti here. Again, all are very obscure meanings. Tejas refers to Maya Shakti. So with infinite Maya Shakti, you alone existed before the creation arrived. And because of your Maya Shakti alone, you are able to do Srishti, Sthiti and Laya. So Tejasa, Maya Shaktiya, with infinite Mayic power, you are Parameshwaraha. And not only you are the creator, you are Parirakshita Api. Once the creation has come, the creation is maintained by hundreds and thousands of natural laws. The scientists are every day discovering newer laws which maintain the creation. But the laws themselves are maintained by what principle? The Hiranyagarbha Tattvam only. So you are the protector of everything at micro level and at macro level. Remember, when we eat the food, we only know how to eat. But only when, remember, once the food has entered, so many biochemicals, they start to function. In fact, they start functioning even before you eat. When you see the food, especially when the smell of the food, the fragrance, whatever, when our favorite dishes are there, at the sight itself, at the smell itself, the tongue waters. Then so many enzymes are generated. 50% of digestion takes place in the mouth itself. That is why we should not directly swallow. We have to masticate and eat. Then it goes to stomach. And again, so many biochemical principles. And thereafter it is distributed. We don't use our free will to do any of these jobs. Who maintains all these in perfect order? He says, Parirakshita. You are Parameshwara, you are. That's why Krishna said, Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Prana Panasama Yuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham Pachami. Digestion principle. Thus, at the micro level as well as at the macro level, you are the Stitikarta, the protector. And not only you are the Srishti Stitikarta, what is the next item? When all the karmas of the jivas temporarily get suspended, because Sanchita karmas do not fructify together. One huge bunch only fructified to give this particular cycle. Another bunch still remains, a big bundle. So the first bunch is responsible for the current srishti. When the current bunch of karma of the whole cosmos that ends, it becomes Pralayakala. Then the very same Hiranyagarbha becomes Shiva, the swallower. Therefore, Rudraha cha asi. You are the resolver also. So, Parirakshita refers to Hiranyagarbha as Sthitikarta. Rudra refers to Layakarta. Indra refers to Srishtikarta. In fact, you are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. But all of them are not visible deities. And therefore, if you require a visible version of Hiranyagarbha, what is the ideal pratyaksha version? It is Surya. Suryaha Tvamasi. That is why in Hinduism, Surya Bhagavan is taken as a deity of worship. You can see him. Utainam Gopa Adrishanna Adrishanuta Haryaha Utainam Vishwa Bhutani Adrishtam Tayatyanaha. Rudram says, even the people who carry water from the rivers, the ladies, and even the cowherds, all those people can see that Pratyaksha Devata, the Surya Devata. So, in Shanmatas, established by Shankaracharya, Vaishnava represents the worship of Vishnu, Shaivam represents Shiva, worship of Shiva, then Saktam, worship of Shakti, Kaumaram, worship of Kumara or Subramanya. Today is Kandasashti. Kumara or Subramanya, and then Ganapatyam, worship of Ganesha, and along with there is the Sauram, the Surya worship, Surya Puja. Therefore, Surya worship is considered to be the great because Surya is Pratyaksha Devata. You can see. You need not do any prana pratishtha and all that. You don't require a puja room. What all you have to do is open your window. Surya is available. But we don't have time to see or expose our body to Surya also. So we all have vitamin D deficiency and all that. So we swallow tablets. As Swamiji says, keeping aside Lord Surya, we are busy swallowing vitamin D tablets. And anyway, glory of Surya is the second line. So, Tvam Suryaha Sanne Antarikshe Charati. As Surya Bhagavan, you are moving in the sky, rising and setting. Tvam. Tvam here refers to the Hiranyagarbha Tattvam. Antarikshe, in the sky, Surya Hasan, as Lord Surya. You are rising and you are setting. We worship sun god in the morning, noon and sunset. So, Pratha Sandhyavandanam, Madhyanika Sandhyavandanam, Sayam Sandhyavandanam, we do all of them. It's a Vedic practice, which is actually now fading away. People don't follow all that. And who are you? How do you know whether Lord Surya is there or not? Tvam Jyotisham Patihi. You are the Lord of all the lights, the greatest light. You don't require a light to illumine him. In temple, deity is in the Garbhagraha. And the rule is what? Garbhagraha has to be dark because it represents our ignorance. And the deity represents the Atma. Atma is hidden because of ignorance. In the Garbhagraha, deity is hidden because of darkness. And what the priest does? He is like a guru. And what he does? He has to show the Deeparadhana, the light. Then we say, what we say? Aparadham. The moment you look at the deity, when he shows the camphor, you automatically put your hands on the cheek and say Aparadham. What is Aparadham? The Lord who is very evident, I missed because of my ignorance. So the deities in the temples are always in darkness. But what about Lord Surya? He is always bright. No need for any Deeparadhana at all. That Tachubram Jyotisham Jyotihi. You are that, hey Hiranyagarbha, a sun god, that pranasakti is that Surya Tattvam. That's what you are. So we will maybe stop here and continue with the 10th mantra in the next class. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakatilinasya parasa maheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.